League Baseball.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders!
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Jupiter, Florida, it's game one of this 12-game road trip as the Bradenton Marauders head to the East Coast for the first time in 2024 as they start a six-game set against the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarelli getting you set for game one of this series between the Pirates and the Cardinals, single-A affiliates. Six games to follow next week in Port St. Lucie, just up the road north to take on the Mets as well. And which Bradenton right now is in currently in the middle of some roster overhauls, as our many teams are right now with the trade deadline coming down to today. It's just over an hour right now from when the deadline will pass, and so a lot of roster tinkering still going on. We officially can get those moves. We will get them to you as well. But tonight, Carlos Jimenez will get the baseball. We know that for a fact for the Bradenton Marauders, also the lineup as well. There's no moves affecting them, and so we are able to get to that as well. But it's a busy, busy day as Marauders, they look to snap their nine-game road losing streak. And so they will take that to the test today as they faced a new revamped Palm Beach team as well that is playing really well in the second half of the season. Palm Beach 56-38 overall. They won the first half, and they are in first half in the first place in the second half as well. So it will also feature the number 7 overall pick in J.J. Weatherholt, who will make his professional debut tonight. We'll get you lineup sets next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for game one of this six-game series between the Pirates and the Cardinals, single-A affiliates. It's time now to exchange lineup cards with you at home as both umpires are making their way down right now. Derek Pacheco will be calling balls and strikes, and Chad Lagana will be the field umpire here in game number one. We start with the visitors and the Bradenton Marauders in their starting lineup, 1-9. Leading things off is the switch hitting second baseman in Gerald Toledo. Lefty Omar Alfonso, the DH, he hits second. Switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado bats third. The first baseman in hitting cleanup is as Marilyn Valdez. The catcher Axio Plaz hits fifth. Left-handed hitting center fielder Shalene Polanco bats in the sixth spot. Left-handed hitting right fielder Edmando Terrero bats seventh. The third baseman Javi Rivas hits eighth. And the left-handed hitting left fielder Braylon Bishop rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send the righty to the hill, Carlos Jimenez, as he goes opposite of Jason Savakul. Jimenez on the year is 3-3 with a 4-2-1 ERA, really throwing the ball well his last five trips out. Savakul 3-3, a 3.78. That's a very cool ERA for him this year. Take a look at Palm Beach's lineup 1 through 9. Braden Jobert, the center fielder, hits leadoff, followed by the catcher in Sammy Hernandez. Shortstop J.J. Weatherholt makes his professional debut, the number 7 pick in this year's draft out of West Virginia. He bats third. Jose Suarez is the cleanup hitter. He plays right field. Bryce Abadra in the DH hits, follows him hitting fifth. Ian Petritz, the left fielder, hits sixth. Josh Cross, the first baseman, bats seventh. John Gazdar, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Cade McGee rounds out the starting nine. He plays third base. Marauders are coming off a series in which they dropped 4 out of 6 games to the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They did salvage a series on Sunday with a win, and so they are looking as well to continue to try to trend upwards in that direction. They are playing Palm Beach for the first and only time this season, just like they did when Jupiter was in town just before the All-Star break. The only time that the Hammerheads would face the Marauders this year, and that's probably because of the ballpark here. Both teams will share the ballpark. Miami's office is in left field. The Cardinals are in right. Let's take a look at the standings where both teams currently sit right now. As so far, in the second half of the season, Palm Beach is 19-19. They have a 3.5 game lead on Daytona in the Florida State League East Division. It's a 4-team division: Palm Beach, Daytona, Jupiter, and St. Lucie. In the West Division, Fort Myers has a hand on as well, 2.5 game lead on Lakeland, who are 17-12. Tampa 16-12. They are 9-1. Their last 10 are 3 games out. DJs are 5 out, 14-14. Bradenton just behind them, trailing 9 games, 11-19. And then Clearwater, who won the first half, is the worst team right now in the FSL, 8-22. They have dropped 9 of their last 10 games. Palm Beach won the first half, overall 56-38 record. Marauders overall 40-56. But again, they have just struggled on the road this year, 10-32. That is the worst road winning percentage in minor league baseball. A chance to build on that today, though. This is the start of a 12-game road trip for them, and so we'll see if they can improve upon that. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the national anthem and then first pitch. It will be a little bit different today. Tuesdays and Sundays here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, there are no fans, so there are mostly some scouts here, and then a few family members of some of the players have made their way into the bowl right now. So it will be a bit of a different environment. Just don't have the music going on. But, yeah, there will be no fans really in the ballpark today and on Sunday as well. Well, Carlos Jimenez has just finished up throwing his tosses, and so we should be ready to roll in just a few minutes. We come back here, we'll have first pitch here from Jupiter, Florida, as the Marauders and Cardinals start this 6-game series. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello.
Let's go!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, it's game one of this six-game series, the start of a 12-game road trip for the Bradenton Marauders as they take on the Palm Beach Cardinals and then the St. Lucie Mets, part of this two-week East Coast swing. This is the Marauders broadcast network. Thomas Zinzarella, so happy you could join us as it's been a busy, busy day as the Marauders right now will send Gerald Toledo, Omar Alfonso, and Connor Delgado. They'll lead things off here against the starter today for Palm Beach and Jason Savakul. Right-hander, 6'1", 210, 22-year-old from Syracuse, New York, is making his 17th appearance, 15th start this season with Palm Beach. Comes in 3-3 with a 3.78 ERA. As Toledo digs in, Marauders in their black jersey tops read Bradenton in gold script, gray pants. Palm Beach, their home whites that read Palm Beach in the red. First pitch to Toledo shows bunt, and he fouls it back third base side. For strike one, we're off and running at 5.02 p.m. from Jupiter. Savakul's ready, the 0-1. Breaking ball line, two shortstop lunging grab from J.J. Weatherholt. His first chance at shortstop, the number 7 overall pick in this year's draft. One batter, one out here in the top of the first inning. Weather today, there's currently 84 degrees in Jupiter and sunny skies. Wind blowing at 7 miles an hour. This is a ballpark where the ball just does not travel that well. First pitch to lefty Alfonso is low for a ball. 84 miles an hour from Savakul. Numbers on him this season, 37 walks, 57 Ks, as Omar takes low again. It's 2-0. 54 hits allowed in 69 innings. He was the Cardinals' sixth-round draft pick last year out of Maryland. 2-0's fouled off in the left-hander's batter's box for a strike. Has held opponents hitting just 220 this season, Savakul has. And has been really good this month of July, his best yet. Pitch is high and in. 87, it's 3-1 on Omar Alfonso. It's coming off a home run on Sunday. Marauders hit 4 in a 7-5 victory against Lakeland. 3-1's hard hit on the ground. Back up the middle. Weatherholt slides behind the second base bag. Scoop at first. And Weatherholt has gotten he's a magnet over there. Two batters in, he's gotten both baseballs hit to him. And an impressive play there for the rookie. Let's set the defense for you for Palm Beach with two outs, bases cleared, no score, top one. Ian Petritz, Braden Gilbert, and Jose Suarez is in right. First pitch to Delgado's up and away for ball one. Cade McGee's at third, Weatherholt, and John Gazdar up the middle. Josh Cross at first, and Sammy Hernandez does the catching. As Delgado flies it well, deep right center field, back into his right on the run. Suarez makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the first inning here from Palm Beach. We come back here, bottom one, next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
UPS Kids presents, what to expect when you're expecting a teenager, learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Jason Savakul had a 1-2-3 top of the first inning as Carlos Jimenez faces Braden Gilbert, Sammy Hernandez, and J.J. Weatherholt in the bottom of the first inning as Jimenez stands on top of the mound. Glove from the letters, first pitch, and a fastball sails upstairs at 92 for ball one. 22-year-old Jimenez, who was born in Caracas, Venezuela, about 16 days ago, he turned 22. Righty kicks, 1-0. And that's off the plate at 92 for ball two. Numbers for him on the season. He's making his 19th appearance and 9th start. 3-3, a 4-2-1 earned run average. 2-0. And that drops into the kneecaps, called strike with a changeup. Rest of the numbers on Jimenez. He's allowed just 38 hits this year. 52 walks, 69 strikeouts, and 51 and a third. 2-1. That's down it in. Misses another off speed. It's 3-1. He's allowed, again, just 38 hits, so his opponent's sitting 200 against him. The biggest thing has been the walks this year for Jimenez, which he's gotten a lot better on with his command and control. 3-1, and just sails high, ball four. Leadoff man to start this first inning here, Sammy Hernandez. Right-handed catcher in Sammy Hernandez. Acquired a trade with the Blue Jays last year. First pitch. Wobbled away for ball one. Jimenez over his last five outings, in which he started three of those games, is holding a 3.38 ERA. In which the strike percentage is up, the walk percentage is down from his overall numbers. 1-0. Up and in for ball two. He's got 11 walks, 23 Ks over 21 of the third innings during those five outings. Is now Axel Plaz walks out to the mound along with Javier Rivas, the third baseman. That's a 25.6 strikeout percentage, a 12 and about a quarter walk percentage. Which over on the year, Jimenez, a walk percentage of 21. A strike percentage of 27.8. So, coming off a quality start, his last time out gave up two runs on six hits and five innings, struck out seven against Lakeland. Earned his third win of the year. Runner on, nobody out, no score, bottom one. Jimenez is 2-0. High and in for ball three. Hernandez hitting 276 this year, two bombs and 37 RBIs. Fastball spot on the outside corner, called strike. Our two umpires today, Derek Pacheco is calling balls and strikes, and Chad Lagana is in the field. 3-1. Pop foul behind him, out of play. Three and two the count between Jimenez and Hernandez. Runner in motion. Tip, strikeout, throw to second base is off target. So they do get one out there on the strikeout, but Jobert steals second base. Runner at second base with one out, no score. Bottom one is, here is the first professional at bat for J.J. Weatherholt. Made a nice play in the first inning. First pitch is down and in, a lefty for ball one. Weatherholt, a 5-foot-10, 190-pound left-handed batter who was taken 7th overall out of West Virginia. The 1-0. Low and inside with a changeup. It's 2-0. Weatherholt was teammates with current Marauder and Carlson Reed, who's a top 30 prospect in the Pirates org as well. Weatherholt is the number one prospect in the Cardinals, according to Baseball America. Pitch. Put away for ball three. Weatherholt had some big numbers at West Virginia. He was an All-American there. 3-0. Top of the zone fastball on 93. Weatherholt, a native of Mars, Pennsylvania, though. The highest drafted player in West Virginia baseball history, higher than Alek Manoah. 3-1, stepped into the mitt. First strike two. Manoah right now is on the shelf with a season-ending injury he had. And Manoah was taken 11th overall back in 2019. Counts full, the pitch. And that's high ball four as Weatherholt tosses the barrel. It's the second walk issued of the first three batters in this first inning. Two men have reached. And a scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning as Jose Suarez, the right fielder, climbs in. The right-handed batter against the righty Jimenez. Looks second and kicks home. Curveball dropped over the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's one of the first curveballs we've seen today by Jimenez. He's got really good stuff. Again, it's just about getting ahead of batters and when he can use it then. He readies in the 0-1. It's a high batter foul, third base side. Another interesting part about this ballpark, too, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is that the bullpens are in play down the left and right field line. Don't see many teams in this league that have that. 0-2. And just high with a breaker. It's a staple across a number of leagues that I've been in where the mound will be in play. So any foul ball that tracked out. It's kind of like Tropicana Field. 2-1. Is flared into shallow center field. Polanco racing in on the run. Makes the grab. Flips it back to the infield. Two gone here for Bryce Madron. Two outs, two on, no score. Bottom one. Jimenez deals home. First pitch is a changeup over the heart of the plate, called strike.
Now batting, your designated hitter, number 5, Bryce Madron.
Jimenez looks second and the 0-1. There was a curveball top of the zone, called strike. Now it seems today that he's got a really good feel for his breaking stuff, but the fastball just has been all over the place, so he's had to work backwards in counts, and so drops in some of the stuff here. 0-2. Fastball high and away. That was a better pitch, though, at 94. Starting to see his velocity also tick back up. He's a guy that sits around 94, 95. His first couple fastballs were around 92. 1-2. Curveball high, chopper right side. Toledo charging it. Fields a cap high, throws to first, and that's the inning. Two walks, none across, though. We go to the second. No score in Palm Beach here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes, Top of the second inning, no score as first pitch to as Marlon Valdez bounces in for ball one. Cardinals had two on in that first inning, could not get a run across though. As the righty Jason Savakul back to work, 1-0. And Valdez takes on the outside corner at the knees, called strike. Valdez coming off a big day on Sunday. 1-1, taps at home plate, foul. Hit two home runs. It was his third multi-home run game of the season. He comes in hitting .233 on the year with 14 bombs and 46 RBIs. He is the team leader in home runs and RBIs. Comes in second in the Florida State League in long balls. Pitch. Checks a swing. It's low. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gama the breaking ball. First four retired by Savakul brings up Axel Plaz. Plaz the righty. Against the righty, Savakul first pitch. It is a fastball darted on the outside corner. 91 called strike. Well, the trade deadline winding down within the next 40 minutes. Oh, one's inside. Counts even. Which there has been a trade reported as a 1-1's fouled off at home plate for strike two. Well, the Marlins have been in sell mode, which we are here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, which is the home of both the Marlins and the Cardinals. That's where Jupiter plays. Pitch. Recce ball on the ground, right of the third baseman, McGee. Has it in the chest, throws across the way. He's put out for the second out in the second inning. Mark Feinsen is reporting, and a few others are as well, that Ryan De La Cruz is heading for the Marlins to the Pirates for his pitch. Fastball, the knees, called strike on the lefty, Shalene Polanco. Two outs, bases clear, no score. Top two, pitch is on the ground. Whole right side from shallow right. Gazdar shuffles and throws. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Savakul. One and a half gone, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, no score between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals here on trade deadline day. Ian Petrich, Josh Cross, and John Gazdar will face Carlos Jimenez, who walked two men, struck out another in the first inning, left two men stranded. So here is the lefty, Petrich. Pitch is a curveball high and away. For ball one. Batters taken the 12th round this year by the Cardinals out of the University of Alabama. 1-0. Fastball up and away. 92, it's 2-0. Talked to about the last half inning. And Brian De La Cruz going for the Marlins to the Pirates. And part of the return is a young right-hander. 2-0. Foul straight back out of play as the elbow guard goes flying. It is Jeon Suk Shim, who is the number 17 prospect the Pirates were coming into the season, according to MLB Pipeline. He was a guy that may have been able to pitch in Bradenton this year if it wasn't for injury. 2-1 is up and away for ball three. So right now is he is announced. Again, nothing official yet, but those are the reports that are circling around. Fastball on the outside corner. It's full on Petrus. Pitch. And that slapped into right center field. Base hit. First hit for either side today is a leadoff single in the second inning. And that is the first official hit for Ian Petrus in the professional ranks, so they'll toss it in on the first base dugout. Josh Cross, first baseman, digs in. There's a lot of new faces here on this Palm Beach roster. Still no official word on the moves yet for Bradenton. As Josh Cross takes a fastball on the outside corner, called strike, and that's because I don't think we'll get anything until late 6 o'clock, until the deadline's over. There is still a lot of movement going in and around the organization. Righty kick, so one. And that's off the glove of Plaza, the backstop. So Petrus moves to second base. Count 1-1 on Cross. One. He's hard hit on the first. Valdez behind the bag has it and steps on the base. As Cross is put away, Petrus moves up to third. Runner at third base, no score, bottom two, brings up John Gazdar, who has been one of the guys who has been here. Gazdar, another new addition today. 11th round pick this year. First pitch is a fastball off the plate for ball one. Which again, a lot of players going up or back down for Palm Beach. The 1-0. Fastball just off the plate for ball two. 10 new players on the roster today for Palm Beach. They are, I believe, at a 30 max. Mendez readies, and the 2-0 is fly out of the air down the right field line out of play. Infield hit for Bradenton with one out. He has a 2-1. Is popped up in the air, shallow right field. Valdez behind on the fair foul line. Backpedals, makes the catch. Now he throws home as it was a fan tag from Petrus. Crucial out, recorded there for Carlos Jimenez. So So Cade McGee, third baseman, digs in the right side, runner at third. No score between Palm Beach and Bradenton. Righty Jimenez fires a fastball at the knees, a called strike. Palm Beach, 18 games over 500. As Jimenez sets the 0-1. Swing and a miss, good off speed there. Blocked by Plaza up the first base side. Again, the reports coming in on Pirates making some trades, the De La Cruz trade. Again, nothing confirmed yet. Jeff Passan reporting the Pirates are finalizing a deal to acquire Isaiah Kiner-Falefa from the Blue Jays. Pirates are buyers right now. Pitch. There's a curveball outside, and it's 1-2. And now Jason Mackey up in Pittsburgh reporting that Shim and Garrett Forster are the two that are going to Miami for Brian De La Cruz. Forster, who was on the roster here for Bradenton as of Sunday, still is. 1-2's off the plate with a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Forster is having a great week last week. One of the top 30 prospects. Pirates score 2-2. Fastball tapped at home plate, foul. Cardinals looking to drive in this game's first run, in which it is a different atmosphere here on Tuesdays. There are no fans in the ballpark, just scouts and some family members of both sides that are allowed in. And a late time call as Jimenez is getting to work downhill, and a pitch clock violation called. So count is now full on Carlos Jimenez, top of the order on deck here. Want to try to get this last batter in Cade McGee. 3-2. Curveball, top of the zone, called third strike. Carlos Jimenez leaves another stranded at third base. We go to the third, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch your local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game as first pitch to Armando Terreros inside for ball one. Marauders have gone six up, six down against Jason Savakul. 1-0 is whiffed out and missed for a strike. It's 1-1. Terreros homered twice last week. 1-1. That's off the edge of the bat, flown in the air, shot in the left center. Joubert racing in. He can't get there. It's a bloop single for Armando Terrero. And that's the first base runner to reach today. For Bradenton, here is the third baseman, Javier Rivas. So Marauders trying to get in business here against Savakul, who in this month of July has an even ERA of one across four appearances. Tossed to first. They nearly had him picked off. Savakul's numbers, though, has allowed just two earned runs in 18 innings this series, in at least the month of July, I should say. Now, first pitch to Rivas. Is it off-speed low for ball one? Allowed 10 hits. Picked up the win his last start at St. Lucie, went six innings. Won a season-high seven, though, in Jupiter, right here July 1st. Pitch is down and in. It's 2-0 on Rivas, who's hitting 215 this year in 81 games. He's played the most games out of any Marauder. Omar Alfonso's playing his 81st. Rivas playing his 82nd. Runner on, nobody out, no score, 2-0. And a breaking ball catches the inside black for a strike. Rivas has 14 doubles, 8 home runs, and 31 RBIs on the year. Savakul sets and lifts. 2-1's fouled off at home plate. Javi had that big month of June where he hit 340 and has gotten his average up into the low 200s now, but still has been a bit of a slow move for him up. Spinning a toss to first, and he almost got Torero again. That wasn't as close as it was the first time. Two balls and two strikes, and another check on the runner. They got him. That was the third time they threw over. And so Torero's picked off. Base is clear, one out, 2-2. And Rivas strikes out swinging. Second K for Savakul. That's one way to go. Runner on with nobody out. It out. Two outs just like that. It's up to Braylon Bishop to prolong this third inning. No score. Two outs. Base is empty on this Tuesday affair between the Cardinals and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Lefty Bishop with the infield slid over to the right. Checks a swing and lays off down and in for ball one. Braylon this year hitting 220 in now 40 games. Seven doubles, four bombs, and 14 RBIs. One was hard hit on the ground, through the right side into right field. Bishop has the Marauders' second hit today. It's a two-out single to bring the top of the order back around.
Now batting, number 32, Gerald Toledo.
So here's Gerald Toledo in the top of the order. First pitch is at the D's, called strike. Switch hitter batting left. Jonathan Bayo and Mark Feinstein reported that the return for IKF from the Blue Jays is Charles McAdoo is going to the Blue Jays in return. Runner motion, and it's fouled off out of play behind Tone. So there will be a lot of shakeup to the top 30 prospect system after that these trades are confirmed by the Pirates. But again, nothing confirmed yet, just from sources in around baseball. Deadline about 23 minutes away from closing. Toss to first as Bishop's back in standing. Braylon this year 11 for 12 in stolen base opportunities. May try to take one here, but Torero's already been picked off in this half inning by Jason Savakul. 0-2. Bounces in. Savakul last year after the draft did pitch in Palm Beach four games out of the bullpen. Now whole year here, 1-2. Zips up and away at 90. And the count back even. Two-two. Swing and a miss for strike three. Savakul strikes out two in a scoreless third inning. Two and a half of the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, scoreless contest between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Bradenton Marauders as Carlos Jimenez faces the top of the order once again. A leadoff single was left at third base in the second. So Jimenez faces Braden Jobert, the lefty. First pitch curveball drops over for a called strike. Again, the curveball has been a money pitch today for Jimenez. It's really been the fastball he's been having a hard time locating. Jimenez ready, and the 0-1. Fastball off the plate for a ball, and the count's even 1-1. Jobert walked in the first inning to extend his on-base streak now to 9 games. Righty's 1-1. Fastball on the ground to second base. Toledo down on knee, fields and throws, one gone. Really for Jimenez, hey, he's thrown 25 total fastballs. There have just been three called strikes. I mean, he's gotten two whiffs out of it, so five total. First pitch is a breaking ball up and away to the righty Sammy Hernandez with one out. Base is empty. No score. Bottom three. Changeup and curveball he's thrown only 11 times and 9 times. He's gotten 5 and then 4 called strikes and whiffs. It's 2-0 on Sammy Hernandez. Jimenez sets and kicks home. That's at the D's called strike. Hernandez struck out swinging his first time up. It is again, 2-1. And that's tugged way foul deep down the left field line out of play. This is a ballpark again where the ball does not fly very well. It's 325 down the right field line, 400 to dead center, and 330 down the left field line. 2-1 curveball popped up. Third base side, foul ground. Rivas over towards his own dugout, leans over and hits off his glove. as he's on the top step of it. He was his entire 6'6" frame and just nearly missed it. Two balls and two strikes on Hernandez, who came in hitting 275 this year. And the 2-2. That's, again, flown foul deep down the left field line. Harrison Barker's on the big light poles out of left and right center. It's 387 to the alley in left and 382 to right center. Flagpole's position just to the left of the right field foul pole. 2-2. Fastball high, chopper off home plate. Valdez with the sunglasses on. Now a flip, and it's not in time. They flipped it off of Jimenez, but Valdez at first went to the bag, but Hernandez with catching speed, he beat him there. Runner on first base with one out in the home half of the third inning, J.J. Weatherholt. First pitch swinging, fans on an elevated fastball at 93 for strike one. And as righties, and the 0-1. Check swing, tapper, foul, third base side. Jimenez has thrown a lot of pitches, though. He's already up to 55. Just threw number 56 on the last one. 0-2. Curveball. Just missing top of the zone. Well, today, Tuesday through Thursday, it is the ABS auto balls and strike system. So, you know, that was definitely a ball then. Weatherholt walked his first time up, and a 1-2 curveball sinks low. It's 2-2. It's got some really good rotation on it, though. It's got a really good downward movement. It's not a total 12-6 curveball, but... Two-two now. Swing and a tip secured by Plaz for strike three. Jimenez with his third K. He's got the second out in the third inning with a runner on. It's up to Jose Suarez. So here's Suarez, the right fielder. Digs to the right side. First pitch is fouled back to the screen. I say it was a strike, swinging strike. So Plaz just dropped it then off his glove. Pitch is hit in the air, deep right center field. Polanco chasing it back. He's at the warning track, sticks up the glove, and he makes the catch. Shaleen Polanco covers a lot of ground. As it end up, over the wall, actually. And see it bounce. So here's Bryce Padron. Lefty batter, first pitch is a fastball, sails high for ball one. So the run scores. 1-0. And that's it well to right field. Terrero backs up just shy of the track. He has it off his right shoulder, and that ends the inning. Run scores, though, 1-0 Cardinals. We go to the fourth inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Nothing Palm Beach as we start the top of the fourth inning. Omar Alfonso, Connor Delgado, and as Marilyn Valdez face Jason Savakul. Lefty Alfonso, the infield shifted over to the right. Roddy Trozell, first pitch is taken on the inside corner, called strike. It's nothing and one. Pitch. And Alfonso takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Omar bounced out the shortest first time up. Coming off a 2-for-4 game on Sunday, 1-1. And a curveball misses high for ball two. Low one in for ball three. Now they officially have come across all of the roster movements today across the Pirates minor league system. 3-1. And a fastball off the plate for ball four as Alfonso walks. So leadoff walk puts him on for Connor Delgado now.
Now batting number 54, Connor Delgado.
Okay, Garrett Forrester and Mike Walsh were promoted today from Bradenton to Greensboro. And there is a lot of new faces coming to Bradenton that are here right now. Here's the switch hitting. Connor Delgado takes outside for ball one. Graber Mendez, Xander Meath, Johnny Severino, Noah Takakis, Lavari Tejada. All up to Bradenton today from the complex as Delgado flies in the air left center field. Joe Bear trots over to his right, still in a good piece of running there. Makes the grab in the alley. As Alfonso retreats back to first.
Now batting number 27 is Marilyn Valdez.
So runner on. And here's as Marilyn Valdez, the first baseman. First pitch to righty. He whiffs and misses out for a strike one. Pitch is in tight for a ball. Pitches on the outside corner for a called strike. One ball, two strikes on Valdez, and he strikes out swinging there. Fourth K for Jason Savakul. Two outs of the fourth inning for Axial Plaz. 1-0 Palm Beach. Plaz the catcher. Grounded out to third his first time around. And Savakul spins to first, and they nearly get Alfonso. Savakul's got a really quick movement to first. Pitch. And he whiffs and misses out a breaking ball for strike one. Plaz comes in with 13 home runs, and those have all come since the middle end of May when he was promoted from the Complex League. A one. Blonde swings, misses at another off-speed again. It's 0-2. That's the next progression for him, is to work on hitting those off-speed pitches. Spin another toss to first, check on the runner. Pitch, and Plaz strikes out swinging. So, Savakul strikes out two in a scoreless fourth inning. He's through four through 3.5, 1-0 Cardinals on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-0 Palm Beach in the home half of the fourth inning. As Ian Petrutz digs in against Carlos Jimenez. First pitch to left fielder is a breaking ball high for ball one. Palm Beach got a run last inning on a double from Jose Suarez. Ball one. Check swing, and he offered at it for strike two. Or excuse me, for strike one. It's 1-1. Pitch. And fastball outside for ball two. Petrutz singled his first time up in the second inning. Takes outside, a bit low, 3-1 on him. He's left at third, though, in the second. 3-1. That's low for ball four, and Jimenez walks leadoff man. So for the third time in four innings, leadoff runners on here against Jimenez.
Now batting your first baseman, number 37, Josh Cross.
First pitch to Josh Cross is foul back for strike one. He bounced out to first, his first matchup against Carlos Jimenez. Palm Beach has a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. They've got one run on three hits and no errors. Marauders, no runs on two hits and no errors. Check on the runner at first. Kicks home, and that's lined towards the hole. Backhanded by Delgado to second for one. Turn to first. It's late. What a play, though, by Delgado at shortstop. As he was moving to his right, lunged at it, speared it on the backhand, and then flipped to second to get the out. So a fielder's choice there. One nothing Palm Beach. Runner on, one out against Jimenez. Now facing John Gazdar. First pitch, the righty is a fastball outside for ball one. Cardinals and Marauders meeting for the first time this season. So now officially it is just the, as the pitch is a high chopper foul, third base side. The Marauders have now played every team now in the Florida State League. Play the Mets next week, who I played earlier in May when the Marauders took all six. Pitch. It's a changeup low, down and away. It's 2-1. From the letters, 2-1. Clips the inside corner for a called strike. Pitch count may become an issue here for Carlos Jimenez, as now some signs of lurking down the third base line. Looks like a righty's going to get up and tossing. 2-2. Breaking ball on the ground is short. In the hole, Delgado back into second for one. That's all they get. Too slow of a developing play. And so it's back-to-back fielder's choice is 6-4, with two outs, a runner on.
Now batting, your third baseman, number 31, Cade McGee.
So here's Cade McGee, third baseman. A 1-0 Cardinals lead in the fourth. Jimenez deals, and a fastball bounced off him towards shortstop, over Delgado's glove into center field. That took a couple of ricochets back up the middle. And now the attention will turn to Jimenez. As Alexa DeHaesler, the trainer, will go out. And now she hasn't come out yet, but Jimenez looking at his hand. And pitching coach Matt Ford hops off the top step. He might take a walk out. And he's with Alexa DeHaesler just to make sure that Jimenez is okay, because he went for a reactionary play on it with his right hand, which will be his throwing hand, and so I want to make sure his hand is okay. There is now a righty starting to throw. As that last play would be a fielding error on Connor Delgado. He's six, puts two on. Marauders chasing a run right now. Braden Joubert would be the top of the order back around here. He's at the plate right now. Trade deadline has officially passed as of 2 minutes ago, but we'll probably still hear some deals made after that were just gotten in by 6 p.m. The big one right now is Jack Flair to the Dodgers. Joe Bear, the lefty, against the righty Jimenez. Deals home. Curveball fouled off. Applause for strike one as Jimenez is good to go. One nothing. Cardinals lead. Pitch is a slow curveball over the heart of the plate, called strike. Runners at first and second after the error keeps the inning going. Just one pitch away, though. So as Jimenez gears back and now steps off the backside of the rubber. This will be pitch number 79 of the day. Trying to get through four innings, Jimenez is 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block from Plaz as he keeps it up the third base side. Deal is now official with Connor Frelef. The Pirates have announced it. Exchange for Charles McAdoo. Former Marauder as of last year. Had a breakout season this year. 1-2. Fouled off at home as it caught Plaza and maybe a piece of Derek Pacheco, the home plate umpire. Joe Bear walking a ground out today. Comes in on the season in just 192 in 67 games, but a 311 on base percentage. One, two, and that's punched the opposite way down the left field line, slices foul. And the bullpen has sat back down, which that is one of the newcomers believe that was up and throwing before. That was Noah Takakis. Canadian who was throwing before. 1-2 again. That hit off his hand or the knob. Caught Plaz, more flush on it. Jobert's at home, and I believe it's ruled a foul ball. It sounded like the knob as well. There was a question of that happened on Sunday, too, against Lakeland at home. Jobert, spelled J-O-B-E-R-T, native of Slidell, Louisiana. Just over the border between Mississippi, down to the Gulf Coast area, not far from New Orleans. 1-2. Curveball in again. He's saying it hit him. It did sound like it ricocheted off something, if not the bat and piece of the jersey, but Jobert being held on at home right now. It's all off of Interstate 10 that runs from Jacksonville, Florida, out to the West Coast. You can go right past Slidell. Go through Biloxi, Mississippi. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Jimenez escapes. Two men left off board as it's 1-0 Cardinals after four on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Palm Beach as Shaleen Polanco, the lefty, leads things off. Takes a first pitch curveball in the outside corner for strike one. Runners have had base runners on the last two innings. Leadoff walk to Omar Alfonso, the last, as Polanco laces it foul first base side for strike two. Oh, 2 from Jason Savakul. Is low for a ball. Worked a changeup at 83. Savakul now 52 pitches on the day. 1-2. Polanco checks a swing on the appeal. He held up. And the count back even 2-2. Poppy scored their run in the third inning. Against Carlos Jimenez, he's probably done. He's run up against his pitch count. 2-2 breaking ball down to the dirt for ball three. Full count, the 3-2. Swinging a high chopper right side. The second baseman, Gazdar, charges to his right and throws and puts away Polanco. Second time he's bounced out to second. And one gone at the top of the fifth inning. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard of the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Buccos coming off a win. A last note over the Houston Astros. They continue their series there today, 8:10 p.m. Bailey Falter on the hill for Pittsburgh. With some acquisitions today. Lefty Bader Torero watches a fastball up and away for ball one. Paul Skeens yesterday, he pitched for Pittsburgh, but it was Michael A. Taylor, a go-ahead three-run home run in the ninth inning that did it. 1-0's low and in for ball two. Triple A Indianapolis, 7:05 first pitch. Aaron Shortridge is on the hill today. And then Double A Altoona's off and running bottom one against Richmond. Pitch is popped up back a third. McGee heads into foul territory. And it's the left fielder, Petrutz, with the dive. Can't get there, though. Right in front of the pitching mound. So Torero stays alive. So two balls and one strike on Torero. And he takes ball three. Some more trades again. I said past 6 o'clock, you're going to hear some trades that are going to come across. Pitch is fouled back out of play. Wow, this is, the Pirates have a lot of pitching depth, but they sent Patrick Riley, the Orioles, for outfielder and second baseman Billy Cook. That's a prospect for prospect trade. 3-2 is grounded to second base. Has it, Gazdar, and puts him away. Back-to-back 4-3 putouts to start this fifth inning. 1-0 Palm Beach.
Now batting number 2, Javier Rivas.
Giants have reportedly acquired outfielder Mark Canna with the Tigers. First pitch to Rivas, and that's lined over the head of Weatherhole at shortstop and in left field. Lost his sunglasses in the process as Weatherhole nearly got there. And it's a single for Rivas.
Now batting number 5, Braylon Bishop.
Keeps the line moving. Braylon Bishop. Two outs all of a sudden, runner on, 1-0 deficit in the fifth inning. Righty kicks home, and on the outer half, called strike. 87 to lefty Bishop, who singled his first time up. The Cardinals have made a trade as of a couple minutes ago, according to MLB Network and sources. 0-1, down and in for a ball. Dylan Carlson is going to the Tampa Bay Rays for righty Sean Armstrong. But some other reports that Martin Perez was traded, but haven't seen anything of that nature. We'll see, though. I said Martin Perez is gone. On first base after the mound meeting, 1-1. And Bishop fans on a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Pitch. And that's lined towards right center field. It gets down base hit. Rivas touches second. He heads the third, standing up. It's another two-out single for Braylon Bishop. All of a sudden, the Marauders are threading here at first and third.
Now batting number 32, Gerald Toledo.
With Gerald Toledo. One nothing deficit, but that can be erased with a base hit here. Pitch. Takes the knees, a called strike. Played 0 for 2, line out and a strikeout in the first and the third inning. One. Down to the dirt, squirts away. That will advance Bishop to second base. On the wild pitch. Now one ball, one strike on Toledo. One. And the dirt for ball two. So Savakul cooled off here after his hot start. Couple of base hits, but the biggest thing for the Marauders right now is driving in men with scoring position, because that was a problem they had last week where they went just 7 for 46 in the series doing so. They've got two on here, but two outs, 2-1. Off the plate for ball three. Three balls, one strike on Gerald Toledo. The pitch. Outside, ball four, and Savakul walks him. Loads him up for Omar Alfonso. With two outs in the fifth inning.
Now batting number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Here's Omar Alfonso, Pirates number 21 prospect. And first, though, Giovanni Carraro, the pitching coach, will walk out there to have a word. As now some movement in the bullpen on the right field line as well. Right now, the Cardinals, they're looking for a bullpen catch. They don't have anybody catching. So they're trying to get a righty loose, but there's nobody out there to warm their pitcher up. Bases are full of marauders for Alfonso. All these runners coming with two outs. Two singles and a walk. Omar Alfonso this year has had five at-bats with the bases full. He's 2-for-5 with three RBIs. Chance here to tie this ball game or give Bradenton the lead. They trail 1-0 in the fifth. Lefty batter swings to the first pitch and pops it up. Shallow left center, Weatherholt backs out. And he's under it, makes the grab, and that's the inning. So they load them up. They load them up, but they leave them full here at the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Palm Beach. We're halfway home on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom 5, 1-0. Long Beach ahead here on the Bradenton Marauders in this first game of a week-long series at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch to the righty, Sammy Hernandez from Danny Carey. Ends a fastball low for ball one. Carlos Jimenez today ends up going just four innings, gives up an under to run on three hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. 1-0. And a breaking ball misses high. 82, it's 2-0. Danny Carey making his second appearance is coming off the injured list, 22-year-old from Sacramento, California. Deals 2-0. And that's a belt-tie heater called strike. Carey, a ninth-round pick last year out of UC Davis, making his 11th appearance this year with Bradenton. Pitch. And that's whiffed out and missed top of the zone for strike two. Carey's 1-0 with a 5.91 ERA in 10 appearances. He's walked nine, struck out a dozen, and 10 2/3. It's on the shelf, though, from June 13th until July 26th. 2-2. Down and away with a slider, and the count's full. Kerryon also started the year on the injured list. He didn't appear in his first game until early May. It was May 4th. That's popped in the air, foul behind, two out of play, and they'll do it again. So Kerryon getting his first look at Palm Beach. Another 3-2, and that's upstairs, ball four. Lead off walk to Hernandez, who's on board for the second time. And here is J.J. Weatherholt in his professional debut. He's 0-for-1 with a walk, made a nice defensive play, though, in the first inning. First pitch to lefty, and that's barreled back to center field, a base hit. Hernandez to second base. They'll have runners at first and second. Nobody out in the fifth inning.
Now batting for right
fielder,
number 12, Jose
Suarez. Jose Suarez, the right fielder. Opening pitch to the righty. His slider whiffed out and missed for strike one. Carrion's most recent appearance. Gave up two earned runs on two hits in an inning against Lakeland a couple days back. Fastball, the knees called strike. So and two on Suarez, who's 1-for-2 with a double. Scored a run in the third inning. Two, and fastball just low for a ball. Kerryon set from the letters pitch, and that shot fouled the opposite way down the right field line. Pitch. Now back again out of play. Palm Beach coming off a series in St. Lucie where they won 5 out of 6. The only game they lost was on the Friday. Won their last two, 12-3 and then 5-1. 1-2. Popped up again. First base side. Valdez gives it a look, but it's into the seats. One, two again, and a breaky ball down to the dirt. We're going to put away Jose Suarez. Cardinals lead 1-0. They score their run on the Suarez double in the third. Look to second, 2-2. That's off the edge of the bat, line back to the screen. Been a pretty good month of July for Palm Beach. They are 15-5. Marauders are just 6-15 on the other side, though. 2-2. Pop foul off the right side out of play. Well, Clearwater has been the only team that's been worse in July. They are 4-17. Two two. Change up inside, and the count's full on Jose Suarez. Three balls and two strikes as Carrion steps off the back side of the rubber. Called third strike, top of the zone, breaking ball. And Suarez goes down looking. Crucial first out here in this fifth inning. Axel Plaz walks out to have a word with Carrion. As Bryce Madryn. DH walks up. And now Rivas joins in on the conversation. Madryn making his debut tonight. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out. Madryn, a 10th round selection in this year's draft out of Oklahoma. Born in Oklahoma City. Now righty's warming in the Bradenton bullpen down the left field line. First pitch to lefties, high and in for ball one. And the 1-0. Down to the dirt, gets away past Plaz towards the dugout. So wild pitch. Places runners at second and third. Corners playing in here. 2-0, check swing, and it's a called strike. I have to think it's kind of an adjustment here for some of the batters. So they come in here to the Florida State League where it is auto balls and strikes. Then you have the challenge system on the weekends. 2-1, fastball down and away for ball three. It's a little bit different than playing college ball for a lot of these guys. Even the jump from the complex league, too, is bigger. 3-1's outside, ball four, and Carrion walks another. His second walk in this fifth inning. Loads him up for Ian Petrus. Petros, the left fielder, has been on base twice today. Single and a walk for his pitch. Breaking ball, high chopper off the mound. Rough home plate is foul, though, for strike one. Petros. Oh, one. Pop foul, left side out of play. Slammed his hand on the barrel. Thought that was the pitch to have. And now he's behind on Carrion. Oh, two. And that's punched the opposite way to left field. Bishop comes in, makes the catch. As Hernandez was not tagging at third. And here comes Matt Ford, pitching coach. Base is still full. For Josh Kroos in a 1-0 ball game. Bases full for Josh Cross, who's 0-for-2 today. Ground out on a fielder's choice. 1-0 Cardinals in the fifth inning. First pitch. Breaking ball top of the zone. Call and strike as Carrion is, after all this, just one batter away from getting out of this jam. Set from the letters, 0-1. Bounced in for a ball. Good block from Plaza again. Lone run coming in the third. It is an unearned run against Jimenez's Ledger. One. Swing and a miss. 87 on the outside corner for strike two. Bases full, 2 outs, 1-2. Curveball poked the opposite way. Bishop in with a baby hop, and he makes the catch to end the inning. They load them up, but the Cardinals can't score anymore. It's 1-0 Palm Beach, the sixth, here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We've reached the top of the sixth inning. Bradenton is trailing a run at 1-0 against the Palm Beach Cardinals in their first meeting in 2024. Connor Delgado, 3-4-5. Leads things off. The shortstop switch hitting batting left takes a called strike at 0-1. Delgado's 0-for-2, flat out to right, then to center in the fourth inning. First ball he hit to was pretty well towards the track in right field. The 0-1. Off the plate for a ball from Jason Savakul. We'll see how long he goes. Currently at 74 pitches now. 1-1. In the dirt for a ball. Rodgers had him loaded with 2 outs in the fifth inning against him, and that's when there were some bullpen arms. Two on, check swing, and on the peel, he did not go around. It's 3-1. Pitch, and Delgado fans on, counts full. Two, and Delgado strikes out swinging. Savakul with his sixth strikeout. It's his first since the fourth inning, though. One gone to lead off the inning now as Marlon Valdez. First pitch, the righty is a broken bat fly ball, shallow left center. As there's a new shortstop out there, puts it away. Angelo Encarnacion. Who's now in for J.J. Weatherholt. First pitch misses for a ball to Axial Plaza. Two outs, bases clear, 1-0. Palm Beach at the top of the sixth inning. Savakul looking to go six innings today. A 1-0. And a breaking ball on the inside corner called strike. It's 1-1. Swing and a miss as Plasman lunging at a pitch down and away. 0 for 2 today. It's been a bit of a rut lately, trying to break out of it here. 1-2. Inside for a ball. Blas coming in. Is now 0 for his last 16 at the plate. 2-2. Down and in for a ball. He's walked a few times in between there and been on base, but tough go. We hit a home run last Tuesday at home against Lakeland to get his 13th. Full count, here it is. Tapper at home, foul. Might have caught a piece of something by Sammy Hernandez as he's reaching over right now. And now the trainer, Jeff Case, is out for Palm Beach. Might have caught something in the eye. He's got his hands on his hips right now, just outside the bag circle. I think it is. He had his head up to the sky. And they're still talking with him right now, and his partner in crime, and Chad Lagan, is there. Ask him a few questions right now. Carrying on with this conversation, just up the first base line. The pat on the back is good to go. Carry on here. Two outs, base is empty, 1-0 Palm Beach. Full count on Plaz. Here it is. Breaking ball line to third base. Sat McGee makes the catch, and that's the sixth inning. Marauders looking their first run off to win another. 5.5 gone, 1-0 Palm Beach on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
1-0 Palm Beach as we enter the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher in is Luigi Hernandez. As he replaces Danny Carrion, who went an inning, gave up just a hit, two walks, and a strikeout. And Chris Martin will lead things off here. There are a number of changes lasting, and they'll be enacted here as Chris Martin, first pitch to lefty, is a fastball outside for ball one. Pitch is low. It's 2-0 on Chris Martin. And fastball on the outside. Black's a called strike. High chopper back up the middle. Delgado charging in front of the bag. Has it. Throws to first, and Martin's put away. Leadoff man put away to start the sixth inning for Cade McGee now. Well, numbers on Luigi. He's probably going to go at least a couple innings here. 20-year-old from the Bronx is making his 16th appearance of the season. First pitch to McGee, the righty. He's taken down and away for ball one. 0-for-2 day for McGee. 2-2 with a 7.43 ERA in 36 and third innings. He's walked 33, struck out 44. Fastball to the bottom of the zone, a called strike, and the count's even. One ball and one strike on McGee. The pitch skips to the dirt for ball two. Opponent's hitting 282 off of Hernandez this season, though. But does have some good life on that fastball. 2-1. Fastball driven on the ground is short. Delgado to his left. Secures it and flings it across in time. Two gone in the sixth inning. Back-to-back putouts for Connor, just like how the last inning ended. As top of the order flips back around, and Braden Jobert, center fielder, steps up. Against the righty, Luigi Hernandez, the pitch. Fastball in the outer half, a 92 called strike. 0-for-2, a walk today for Jobert, the 0-1. Lefty takes low for a ball. Cardinals have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1. Fastball whiffed out and missed in the dirt for a strike. Marauders open to snap this 9-game road losing streak, which is tied for their franchise record long. Lost 3 in Tampa last week. 1-2. Down and in. Say 2 weeks ago at the All-Star break. Lost 3 and Fort Myers around the fourth, and lost 3 and Clearwater in June. Pitch. Low again. The count's full as Hernandez. Danger of losing Jobert. Here's a 3-2 on the ground towards first foul. Wide of the bag. The pitch. Fastball high for ball four. And so Jobert walked for the second time today. Now, So runner on with two outs, 1-0 Cardinals. Sammer Hernandez, the catcher. First pitch is a pitch on the outside corner called strike. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball hit well to left field. Bishop on the run back, and he makes the catch in motion on the edge of the track as that ends the sixth inning. Two-out walk, but nothing after that. 1-0 Cardinals. We head to the seventh here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8.
Dellum, the righty, fires home. First pitch is fouled off. Hernandez, the catcher. Strike one. Palm Beach scored their lone run so far in the third on a double. Polanco today, he has been hitless and hasn't reached base. Right now, riding a seven-game on-base streak, so he's been swinging a good bat. 7-for-24 over that stretch. 0-1, he lunges after an off-speed down and away. Good changeup from Gastelum. Six-foot-one, 22-year-old as Polanco strikes out swinging. Another changeup. First batter, he faces a strikeout. And one out, base is clear in the seventh for Emmanuel Torreira. Gastelum was signed as an international free agent last year. A bit older. Native of Mexico, excuse me. Here's a lefty, Torreira, first pitch. He swings, misses at an off-speed again for strike one. Gastelum's numbers this year, he's making his 19th appearance in Palm Beach. 5-1, a 3.99 ERA. 0-1 fastball, low and in for a ball. He's walked just 9, struck out 45-29 in the third inning, so really good numbers. Fastball 93, we've seen his changeup so far. 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's another for strike two. One ball, two strikes on Terrell. 1-for-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Inside changeup again. It's back-to-back K's for Gastelum to open the seventh inning.
Now batting number two, Javier Rivas.
Here's Javier Rivas, the righty. Two outs, base is clear. First pitch is tapped back, a home for strike one. A one, and that slow rolled foul third base side. Might have hit him in the batter's box as he fouled it off. Hobbling around right now as he takes off his helmet, and Rivas bedailing here. That one hurt. Stretching out his feet, he's good to go. Rivas climbs back in the right side. Two strikes on him, he's 1-for-2 today again. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Lunges after a breaking ball. It's strikes out the side. In order in the seventh inning, Gastelum 10 pitches through that frame. Stretch time, 1-0 Palm Beach on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished.
Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leekon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cennarona, mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Bottom 7, Palm Beach 1, Bradenton nothing as Luis Hernandez faces 3, 4, and 5 in the order. On yellow, Encarnacion, the righty shows bunt and fouls it straight back to the screen for strike 1. Each team with 4 hits, Marauders with 1 error today. Just the difference has been the 1 run scored in the 3rd inning. A 1 high and in, almost hits him. And it's 1-1. And Encarnacion comes in for J.J. Weatherholt, who goes 1-for-2 with a walk in his professional debut. 1-1 skips into the backstop. Hernandez a scoreless 6th inning. We walked just 1. 2-1 to the bottom of the knees, called strike. Hernandez spins home. 2-2. Good looking fastball. 91 on the outside corner. I don't know if it's a soft gun here or not, but everything seems to be coming in lower in terms of miles per hour. Could also just be it's what he's throwing today, but that was at 91. 3-2, he lunges after breaking ball down and away for strike 3. First K for Hernandez. One out, base is empty for Jose Suarez. Palm Beach has left a runner on in every single inning today. They have left 10 on base. First pitch to the righty, Suarez fans on for a strike. Good slider there. They're just 1-for-11 hitting with runners in scoring position. 0-1. Fastball down and away for a ball. See what some of the new bats can bring. Some big names as well. Yordan de los Santos was promoted to Bradenton today. 1-1. Chopper right side. Toledo to his left in the hole. Shallow right, puts him away. 2 gone. Johnny Severino is a trade acquisition for the Brewers. It was last year, year before. It was last year he was. He's now a Marauder, so there's going to be probably a shakeup in the lineup maybe tomorrow. See both those guys play, along with the usuals like Delgado and Alfonso and Plaz. Here's Bryce Madryn. Ryan Campos now, who comes up. First pitch. Fastball called strike.
Pinch hitting is number 41, Ryan Campos.
A 1 sticking low it in. It's 1-1, so the Cardinals are empty their bench here. Like it's a spring training game, and they're just revolving door about who's coming in and out. 1-1. On the ground. Clean hit through the left side. And Campos with a base hit. Fourth round pick at Arizona State this year. He's got his first professional hit. Comes off Luigi Hernandez. Two outs in the seventh inning. Jose Cordoba, a left fielder. 1-0 Cardinals in this half inning. First pitch, the righty is a fastball, high ball high for ball one. Righty set from the belt. And the 1-0. Well, put in for a ball. But in for ball three. Pirates have made some roster moves today, too, it seems. That Carmen Jensen is going on the 15-day IL with a right shoulder strain. It's a big loss out of the bullpen. Jiwon Bae left the game early yesterday, as did Joshua Palacios. Fastball's a called strike as Cordoba shed the barrel at the first base side, but being called back here. And a fastball called strike. Counts full. Axio Blas pointing to first base. Runner will be in motion with two outs. A runner on. 1-0 Cardinals in the seventh. Hernandez is ready. 3-2. Inside ball four. And the inning continues as Campos was running down. So Hernandez had the first two outs in this inning, then a single, now a walk. Problem was he fell behind on the last batter, 2-1, 3-0, and then had to work back to get it full. Ross Friedrich, the first baseman. First pitch to lefty. Is outside with a changeup for ball one. So it's just been one out. It's tipped in the mid for a strike. Places Josh Cross. He was 0-3 today. One ball, one strike. Hernandez kicks him. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Throw it out of second base is late. Laws trying to back pick. Campos at second. Other games around the FSL today. Lakeland's in a delayed start against Tampa. Clearwater's up 3-0 on Jupiter bottom two. DJs are on the road to Daytona, who just took a 1-0 lead in the second. Pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Hernandez strikes out two. And a scoreless seventh inning leaves two on as well. We handle the eighth, 1-0. Palm Beach on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Marauders down to their last six outs as they trail 1-0 against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Braylon Bishop, 9-1-2 due up here against Luis Castellum, who struck out the side of order in the seventh inning, nearly had an immaculate inning. First pitch to Bishop is lined out towards left center. Jobert on the run to his right puts it away. One pitch, one out to start this eighth inning. Bishop has 2 of the 4 hits for Bradenton today. Other hits coming from Torreo and Rivas in the 7, 8, and 9 spots. So that's where all the offense has come from is Gerald Toledo. Digs in the left side, first pitch. And fastball low for a ball. That's low. With a changeup, it's 2-0. It's been a really good changeup from Castellum. Deep ball pitch. There's a fastball on the outside, black called strike. Toledo's 0 for 2 with a walk today. Two one. Fastball. Fly to the air, left center. Cordoba and Jobert are both there, and it's Cordoba, the left fielder. It's a 9-0 retired now. Toledo's the last minute reach on a walk in the fifth inning. Here's Omar Alfonso. A left-handed batter with 2 outs, bases clear in the eighth, 1-0 Palm Beach. Bench to the lefty Omar is a changeup over the heart of the plate called strike. But Castellum's really been impressive. He might be a guy that get moved up to high A Peoria soon. All these draft guys coming in. 0-1. That's tapped at home plate foul. Another changeup there. It's 0-2. For 2 with a walk today for Omar. 2 outs, though, 2 pitch. And that's roped to right field, deep towards the corner, and it's a fair ball. Up against a 325 sign, Alfonso. He's heading for third base. Some trouble by Suarez. Alfonso, the throw's high, and rattles off the glove of Cade McGee at third base. So Alfonso, see if this will be a double and error, just a straight triple. He's in a third, though, the tying run 90 feet away from home. So runner at third base, 1-0 Palm Beach, and Connor Delgado, can he slot in a base hit here? Fastball from Castellum's outside for a ball. So that'll be a straight triple for Omar Alfonso, his first three-bagger of the year. Each team with 5 hits now. Castellum's 1-0. Change up over the heart of the plate, call it strike. Connor's 0 for 3 today. The pitch. And Delgado smacks it to deep center. Jobert and twists around, makes the catch as he backpedals towards the edge of the track. Gave it a ride, but right at Jobert. And that's the eighth inning. A two-out triple from Alfonso. They go to the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 Palm Beach on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight as Bradenton chasing a run. Palm Beach looking for some more offense here as they face Luis Hernandez for the third inning. First pitch to Chris Martin is a fastball down and away at 91 for ball one. Martin grounded out to short his first time out, the 1-0. That's Wigley hit on the ground behind the bag at second. Delgado's there. Throws to first. Leadoff man put away for the third straight inning. Now, again, Bradenton, they have struggled on the road this year. They have the worst road winning percentage in minor league baseball coming in. And they're only chasing a run here. They're not far behind. As here's Lisandro Espinoza. Shows bunt and pulls it back for ball one. As that's it well in the air to right center. Polanco backs up, stops and makes the grab. Two gone. Said this is a ballpark. The ball does not travel. It indeed is not. Something he hit, I think, would be out towards the wall at Lakecom Park. It's just, it doesn't fly here. Radio Jobert, top of the order. Two outs, base is clear in the eighth. First pitch fastballs outside for ball one. It's really tough to hit home runs at this ballpark, and the Marauders are a team that hit a lot of them. 1-0 outside. Jobert has walked twice today, 0 for 2. The 2-0. Fastball low for ball three. Danger walking it for the second time, Hernandez is. 3-0. Down and away, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk. So runner on with two outs, 1-0 Palm Beach. As Sammy Hernandez, the catcher, steps in the right side. Pitch. Here's a fastball on the outside. Black called strike. Three pitchers used today by Bradenton so far. Jimenez, Carrion, and Luigi Hernandez. The 0-1. Fastball just low, 4-ball. It's 1-1. Well, the Marauders, now that the roster moves have been announced, sketch the rotation for this week too, which will feature a couple of big name arms in the top 30. 1-1. Here in the dirt. Good block from Plaz. Xander Meath will start tomorrow. He'll open the ball game for probably Carlson Reed will go afterwards. Anthony Solometto on Thursday. 2-1. At the knees, called strike. TBA on Friday, and then Hung Lung Chang on Saturday before it's another good old TBA on Sunday. But Meath, who just bumped up today from the Complex League, SEL Pirates, runner motion, 2-2 is caught on a miss for strike three. That ends the inning. And we go to the ninth inning. Marauders chasing a run here. The Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, last chance of Braden to trail just a run at 1-0. We'll have the middle of the order due up against Luis Costellum as Palm Beach looks to just use two pitches today. As Marilyn Valdez steps in the right side, the Axio Plaza and Shalene Polanco to follow. As Costellum, the righty, kicks home first pitch. And it's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate. First strike, one. Jason Savico went the first six innings scoreless. The 0-1. And Valdez clubs it high in the air, deep to left center field. This one's trouble, and it's gone. A brand new ball game as Marilyn Valdez leaves the yard. And we're even again at one apiece. Home run number 15. For the 20-year-old, and as Marilyn Valdez.
Number 46, Axel Plaz.
Hit two on Sunday. He's got one on Tuesday now. Axel Plaz, the righty, first pitch. And it's a breaking ball at the knees, called strike. 0 for 3 day for Plaz. The 0-1. Lined to short, one hopper, and toss across, one gone.
Now batting number 35, Shalene Polanco.
Here's Shalene Polanco, the lefty. Takes outside for ball one. over 3 day for Shalene. 1-0. And Leffy takes over the heart of the plate, called strike. Good change up there from Gastelum. One. Check swing, and it's off the plate for ball two. So the Marauders, who are now vowed hit, pop each today. Polanco fans on a breaking ball. Counts even 6-5. It's because of Palm Beach they have, again, they've left 13 on base. 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Marauders are 0-for-2. They've left 6 on. Pitch. And Polanco strikes out swinging. Gastelum, that's his first strikeout since he struck out the side in order in the 7th inning.
Now batting number 15, Emmanuel Terrero.
Here's Emmanuel Terrero, the right fielder, with 2 outs, bases clear, but a tie ball game on the home run from Esmerlin Valdez. Lefty Terrero takes a fastball, called strike. And the 0-1 popped up back of third and into the bullpen to left field. Cordoba racing over, and the ball drops. Right where Magdo Cotto is starting to get loose. Big tall lefty. Two on Terrero, the pitch. On the ground, right side. In the hole, Martin. Sidearm flings to first. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Tied at 1 after the home run from Esmerlin Valdez. And the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine, brand new ball game after Esmerlin Valdez hits a game-tying solo home run. Man who came in at second in the Florida State League in home runs this year has given second life to this Bradenton team. Bottom nine, Palm Beach faces a new arm in Magdo Cotto, who faces on Yellow Encarnacion, the third baseman. 3-4-5 in the order as a lefty Cotto spins home. First pitch is on the ground, back up the middle. To his left, Delgado has it. Bit of a high throw to first, but they still get him by a good step and a half. One pitch, one out for Cotto. As here is Jose Suarez. 22-year-old Cotto stands to the mound at 6'4", 250. 11th round pick by the Pirates last year out of Kentucky. Here is Jose Suarez, who's 1-for-4. Drove in a run with a double in the third inning. Backdoor slider is a called strike. Cotto is making his 28th appearance, 4-3, a 3.02 ERA. The 0-1, slider ripped out and missed for a strike. 23 walks, 42 strikeouts, and 41 and two-thirds for Cotto, who's allowed just 26 hits. 0-2, on the ground towards third. Diving snag by Rivas, spins, pops up a missile to first. Two gone in the ninth inning. Oh, Rivas, we've always said it on the Marauders broadcast network, but he's got a really good glove there at third. I'm telling you, it's a double-A glove. If he can be consistent with the bat, I mean, he's got the arm and he's got the glove to move up the minor league system. Ryan Campos, the DH, who singled in his last trip up, the lefty. First pitch slaughtered down and away for a ball. So Palm Beach will have to dip back into the bullpen in the extra innings, as there is a righty throwing, replace Luis Castellum then. 1-0. Fastball waved at a miss. It's 1-1. Cotto is ready to rock and fire once again. 1-1. Just outside for a ball. Cotto's been really reliable this season. Guy has closed some games too. He's got 5 saves and 6 opportunities. Pitch. Clips the outside corner at 92. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. As now Campos wants time. Native of Mesa, Arizona. 21-year-old who selected this year out of Arizona State, Campos was. 2-2, slider hit on the ground to Toledo, who has it. Throws on to first, it's a 1-2-3 ninth. We're going to extras in Palm Beach, tied at 1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Avi Rivas leads off this extra inning in the 10th. 1-1 tie game. The extra runner at second base is Emmanuel Terrero. As Rivas shows bunt against Angel Cuenzo, the righty pulls it back, and it's a called strike. Some questions from the dugout there, I think, from Jim Horner, asking if that was a called strike or if it was on the bunt attempt. 0-1 the pitch, and it's bunted up in the air to the backstop. So no more tries with that. Two strikes, Quenza comes set. 0-2. And a breaking ball, Rivas smacks deep to left field, but it's hooking foul. Just a bit early. Count nothing and two on Javi. Pitch. And that one's hit well. Left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Go ahead, home run, Javier Rivas. And the Marauders have a 3-1 lead in 10th. The Marauders' offense that come to the ballpark where the ball doesn't fly well, and they've hit two late home runs in this one to take the lead. That scores the extra runner in a man of Torero. So that'll be just one earned run right now on Quenza. Ninth of the year for Rivas. Here's a lefty, Braylon Bishop, as he flies with the opposite way to left. Cordoba jogs in towards the line, secures it with two hands, one gone in the 10th inning. Marauders this year in extra innings. You know, they've played a handful of games. This is their 15th extra inning game. They are 7-7. As here's Gerald Toledo. One out, base is empty. Switcher to batting left in the top of the order. Randy Quenza deals home. First pitch high, and it almost hits him. On the hip, it's 1-0. The pitch is on the ground to first. Behind the bag, fielded by Friedrich. He steps on it. Two gone. Now 0-4 for Toledo. The Cardinals, they would have in the bottom of the 10th inning, they would have 6, 7, and 8. So if Cardinal can keep doing what he's doing, this would feel like a game which the Marauders rob. Which it was a game kind of like last week where Lakeland won on, I think it was Friday or Saturday. They went 2-1. Marauders was Saturday, and the Marauders just played better in other most facets besides hitting with men on. First pitch is low and in for a ball. Lefty Alfonso. And kind of that's what this one feels like today. Palm Beach had more traffic. They had just dominated the Marauders. They were scoreless until the top of the ninth inning. 1-0 is low and in. And then it has Marilyn Valdez home run in the ninth, tied the game, and now Rivas home run in the 10th has given them the lead. Fastball ripped out and missed, top of the zone. 94 from Quenza. Alfonso had a triple in the 8th inning. He's been on base twice today. His first three-bagger of the season. 2-1. Fastball down and in for ball 3. That shot the opposite way towards left field. Cordoba running in, makes the grab. That's the 10th inning. Marauders score 2 on the home run from Rivas. Lead 3-1. Last chance for Palm Beach next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Bottom 10, 3-1, Bradenton. Jose Cordoba, the first batter against the lefty Cotto. He fouls it back to the screen for strike one. Marauders lead again 3-1 the 10th inning after a home run in the top half of the inning from Javier Rivas, his ninth of the year. Extra runner is Ryan Campos at second base. Cotto looks that way, the 0-1. Pump it away with a changeup, and the count's even 1-1. Cotto in his first inning in the ninth. Retired all three men on three groundouts. Sets in the 1-1. Fouled back again. Cotto looking for that, really that crucial first out when you're in extra innings as well. Got the first out lasting on one pitch. 1-2. Popped up. First base side. Plaz heads towards the screen. Man, it's out of play. Nearly had it there. One, two again. As punch foul, right side out of play. A couple of spoiled pitches here from Jose Cordoba. He's playing left field. The Cardinals basically did a hockey line shift about halfway through the game. And they've done a few more throughout the later stages of it. A couple guys sprinkled in. 1-2. That's it well the opposite way, hooking or slicing down the right field line, and it's out of play. Just past the bullpen. Lights turning on here as we near twilight hour. Can make it challenging for the outfielders near Jupiter. Another 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Cotto wins the battle. 91 with a fastball in the outside corner. One out on the strikeout. And Roz Friedrich steps in the left side. First pitch to lefty is a fastball at the knees, called strike. Takes for a ball. It's 1-1. And the pitch. Slow chopper right side. Toledo scoops and throws overhand a first. Two gone. So it's up to Chris Martin with two outs at the bottom of the 10th inning, 3-1. As as Campos again moves to third. One out away from stealing a game away from Palm Beach. Left on left matchup, the pitch. Slider at the knees, a called strike. Coyle would pick up the win. The home runs from Valdez and Rivas would be enough. Oh, one. It's down and away for a ball. Come set. And the 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-2. Down to the last strike, 1-2. High chopper, right side. This should do it. Toledo charges, throws quickly, and they got him at first. That's the ball game. Marauders roar back with a home run in the ninth from Esmerlin Valdez. A Rivas two-run blast in the 10th inning, and it gives Bradenton a 3-1 victory in 10 innings, throwing up this 12-game road trip, beginning with six games here in Jupiter. We come back. It's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up to US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders come from behind late and steal one away from the Palm Beach Cardinals to open up this 12-game road trip on the east coast of Florida. This is the Marauders postgame show. Thomason's really to walk you back through this ball game as the Marauders win 3-1 in 10 innings. But first, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we start in the Florida State League. Clearwater has a 3-2 lead right now, bottom four over Jupiter at home. DJs are on the road in Daytona, bottom five, Tortugas 2-0. Fort Myers is trailing St. Lucie, bottom two at home, 2-0. And then Lakeland and Tampa are postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow in Lakeland. Right now, actually, Dunedin doesn't have a hit right now going into the top of the sixth inning. Pirate System, Buccos, 8:10 p.m. first pitch about 25 minutes from now. Billy Falter Again, split. That's Luke Brown on the hill for the Astros. Hunter Brown, I should say. And so Bunko's looking for the series, series win today. If they take this one, they won yesterday 5-3. Elsewhere, AAA Indianapolis is ahead 1-0 after 2 on Toledo. AA Altoona is up early 2, or late, I should say, 4-1 top 7 over Richmond. And then High A Greensboro, they lost in a wild one today. 11-10, 29 total hits in Winston-Salem. A lot of runs there. And so that's the final score there. Come back here in the postgame show. We'll walk you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And we'll get back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the Marauders, they snap their 9-game road losing streak with a 3-1 victory over the Palm Beach Cardinals. As we walk you back to this one now, Carlos Jimenez started the game today at 5 p.m. when there are still a lot of uncertain roster moves going around in the Pirates organization. And so ended up being a lot of trades. The deadline it closed out about an hour later, but it didn't matter. Jimenez, minor league games, they still go rolling along. Jimenez gave up an unearned run in the third inning after a single from Sammy Hernandez and then a two batters later double from Jose Suarez. And so it was a 1-0 Cardinals lead after three. And the scoreline stayed that way. Jason Savakul went six scoreless, allowed four hits. Luis Castellum looked unhittable through the first inning and two thirds until a two-out triple from Alfonso in the eighth inning. And then he got Delgado to line out to center field to end that. Before we start in the ninth inning then, as Maryland Valles 0-1 pitch swats over the wall to tie the game. And then in the 10th inning, Rivas 0-2 pitch slams it well over the left center field fence. After he tried to bunt his way on, ends up homering then. And so the Marauders took a 3-1 lead. And then the ninth inning after Cotto, I should say, in the ninth inning went 1-2 and 3. Did the same thing in the 10th, ground out, two ground outs and a strikeout. He had five of his six outs today were ground outs. So good ground ball pitcher there today for Magdiel Cotto as the Marauders win 3-2-1. Final numbers in this one, Marauders 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 6 left. Palm Beach, this was the big number for them. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, 14 men left on base. They go just 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position as Cotto picks up his fifth win, improves to 5-3. And Angel Cuenca is a loser, falls to 3-2. Game time, 2 hours and 39 minutes. Seen in front of officially zero fans, but there were some fans in the house here. No fans here on Tuesdays at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Well, the Marauders, with the win, they improved to 41-56. And so they'll get a chance tomorrow to come back against these same Cardinals. Xander Meath will make his single-A debut for the Bradenton Marauders. The 6:30 first pitch pregame show rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But until then, Thomas and Zarella, the rest of our fantastic crew saying so long from Jupiter, Florida. Marauders win this one 3-1 in 10 innings. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.